completed the Torah is makhdi, because of the possibility of the mitzvah, that he will not fulfill it. So by the Torah, where there is a possibility, though it's a smaller possibility than by Neder. So it's also, because so lakim the chayish kol it akol, there are people in God, so you tell me, chas lit akol, the appeal of me vil azor, who magdish or yochel enes, vil in milpo. We love him, lit it akol, be a chamur yoni. The kul aume lo ipki ek hira, the meil of me goa lodom milose. So the Gemara says, Hillel, whenever he had wanted to bring it home, so he brought the kisvas, home with him, and then he was madrishet. And as he reached the Bisamigdosh, then he was madrishet. Why? Because to minimize takoles to a minimum. But only Hillel can be so zoy as to avoid the mirshol. But other Jews cannot be zoy. And since we see that the Torah is precious for a mirshol, maybe will not book. Maybe will not be zoya sufficiently. So maybe even Bani Gomer and Meir says the same reason applies. Rabbi Umame, Mashmiko, Rabbi Ude interprets the posik on the counter. Lord, the person who takes in Eder and Gomer and fulfills it. So why wasn't he applying to Neder as well? After all, the posik mentions Neder, Nachidoveh. The answer is, Rabbi holds the posse he gets referenced in the Rabbi Namashi, the Kod Avkid in Dov, Avod Avodelek, see? Dov Neder, we motzel in Lima, the Neder of Shaul Tei, Shaul Tzim, the Kisar, the Lim, the Lim, the Chochei, who you see the Yer Bachei. Also, how about Mishne Kame, who 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 the best thing is to take an Eder and to fulfill it, but isn't that inconsistent with the posse? He said, "I will not leave the chay. How you see that leave the chay? You should come and go and fast and live more. How you see that after she leave the chay? In which is that? In which? We in tame. We had maya. The in tame she may be mishalim for me care. After may be keep sourcing us all the way. You will handle that. So." Lahachlish the Pascha the Nidorim, according to the second Moshe Nidor, that Rabbi Yehuda is only Matir in Eder Nidor, Narizu, but Nareyel, I not. So that means that Rabbi Meir answers even by Nidove, so even Nidove. So it's also to take. So he hoped he is all in Shlom in Bripo. In Bripo, so the Jews ate Shlom? The Jews ate Shlom? How could they eat from Yeshua? He is an ask of you and Ake. He was so havoc in Zibor and Amoki, Lechel of Ishwam. Since we bought a special Allah, the Sarta Alibo, Bosa Taibo is also Bosa Taibo. So, mainly, what was that alternative?
That alternative was not to eat altogether.
So, mainly, there was no Avere in being Magnish, the Behim is whom. Eshlom. Yes, what is it? What?
Why is that the song yes is Tasha that Shlom in the Midbar?
What do you mean this Amidbosh?
So there is a, there are certain Jews who are Mechuyev to bring it home. So then, Rabbi Meir cannot say it's an Avere if someone is Mechuyev. Let's say a Yehudis.
Or someone who is able to avail the shayit,
he has to bring chatos, or he has to bring an osho.
So it's not shayach to say it's an avail. I mean, the Torah is
mitzavi. But in Midbar, there was no tzivu incumbent upon the Israelites in Midbar that they have to eat meat. Let's say if a Jew in Midbar wanted to be a vegetarian, had to eat meat, he wasn't in a battle. A mitzvah saseder aise. He wasn't in a battle mitzvah saseder aise. There was no chiyuv. So Tesis says that Kashi. So Tesis Teretz is, even though there was no chiyuv, there was no explicit chiyuv to eat meat, but in view of the fact that he had no other way of eating meat, because Al-Pudim in Midbar, so Bosotayve was Osea, So the only way one could eat meat, beheter, was by being magnish the behemoth first, as ishlomim, and then shechting it, b'tiras kochim. So mele, it's considered like nitzdavu, but it's not nitzdavu. The answer is, there is no explicit chiyuv. But, let's say if somebody is a vegetarian, now there is no mitzvah asei. There is no mitzvah asei to eat meat. And even on Shabbos there is no mitzvah asei to eat meat. On Shabbos there is a mitzvah of enek. So because of the taste of people and the lifestyle of people, so without meat it's not an enek Shabbos. But if a person doesn't like meat, so mele, the enek Shabbos can be fulfilled without meat. So there is no explicit chiyuv. But if someone is a vegetarian, he doesn't act b'derech haTorah. Why doesn't he act b'derech haTorah? Because the Rambam says in Hilchos Deos that haderech haYishora, that a person should go b'derech beinonis. He shouldn't follow extremes. There is only one midah where he should follow extremes, in not losing his temper. So the Rambam says there he has to go to the extreme and not to lose the temper under any circumstances. But in respect to all other midas, so both extremes, the extreme of the excess and the extreme of the deficiency, are not a derech haTorah. What it means, not a derech haTorah? So the mele, he does not fulfill the mitzvah of Lachta Bidrochov. Lachta Bidrochov implies that he should be a Balmides. What does it mean, a Balmides? He should be a Balmides in his whole demeanor. So in Michael Mishte, in everything, in sleeping, in everything. So in other words, so if somebody is a vegetarian, he abstains from eating meat, so he's too much of a posh. So he doesn't go with the rabbinis. So it's not a derech haTorah. This is what thesis means. V'yesh leim ha'akim shenes chubiyen acher, b'boso ha'be kilutzim lehem amokim lechal d'shlami. But so they had the right to be vegetarians in the midbar, except Erev Pesach. I mean, so a Jew cannot be a vegetarian. He's mechuyev to shecht the Korban Pesach and to eat the Korban Pesach. But otherwise, there is no chiyuv. There is no explicit chiyuv. But there is no real mitzvah. But there is a general mitzvah of following up the derabbanis. And if the Israelites in the midbar, if they wouldn't be magdish the baby's home, then they would have to abstain from eating meat. They would have to follow up their abilities to be mineya mitanug yeil mazeh ligamre. So mele, it wouldn't be the derech haTorah. It would be inconsistent with the mitzvah of lachta bidrocha with their abilities. So how do we get tzivul amokin? This is what it says. But teisves in the kashe. Tesis didn't know of that. So, but Tesis knew, I mean, he cannot ask for other components because that involves an explicit mitzvah. Vim tema, v'oksiv ayida Yaakov neda, uksiv is asher nedarti ashalim. So, what will Remeya do with all that? According to Remeya, according to the second Roshni in Nidovi, so even Nidovi Arizu, so he's also, so you cannot say Ari Salazul, it's okay. V'yesh leima, v'bishasor eshon, ki de amrinon b'preishis rabe, reishis rabe, v'ayida Yaakov neder, leimea lideris, sheyeneidrim beiso. So in other words, when that's a chiyu, when a person is overtaken by Yitzhore, then he is mechuyev to be neder. And this is not inconsistent with the derech haTorah of alti tiyu kavodim hamshamshim l'sarav al menas l'kavod pras elihu kavodim hamshamshim l'sarav shalui al menas l'kavod pras. Because when a person is neder b'shasore, so then he really gives it with his whole heart. What does it mean that it's not the ideal thing to be mishamish esarav almost the talut pras? So it means that he doesn't give it with his whole heart. But if someone, let's say, selazul is dokal nashi yichyevni, his child is very sick, and he gives, So then, because of that tzore, so he gives it with all the fervor and with all sincerity. So it's not inconsistent. So if shall b'afal nasle kabel pras, al nasle kabel pras means he doesn't do it sincerely. He's only looking for the schar. But when chas v'sholem someone has a child that is sick, so then on the contrary, he does it with all sincerity. So then there is a chiyuv to be made there based on. Now, now, Teisves Kashi is a very strange Kashi. When Teisves says the Kashi, Vim Teima Vyoksiv, Vayida Yaakov Nedea, Uksiv is a Shenidarti Asharim. So Teisves said this Alkadaitoch, that it should be Osir to make a Nedal Lizoki, to make it pledge Lizoki. So Teisves says, Vyeshlima di Bishasore Shore, Kidam Rinu Mibreshis Rabbe. But the Ramban gives a very simple text. He says, "Void hikshu." Chiddush Ramban. Now you know. Vaksi vayida Yaakov neder. Uchsi vayida Yisrael. Uchsi nitru vishalmu l'Hashem l'keicha kol svivo. V'tirtzu v'shasor v'shana. Kmo shekosuv ba'agode. Vayida Yaakov neder. Leimel leimel. So that's a chiyuv for every Jew. When Chas v'Sholem is overtaken by Tzore, he has to be neidah. He has to be neidah l'zok. V'lim yireh shel yosro elo bikotchi mizbeach. Shemo yovei lidei takor. Ve'im bikorbonet serech ligoveya. Dichsiv hini shemeya mizevachtei. Avol itzdoke. ולהפריס איסו לעניים ואין צורך לימה לקיים מצווס נשבויים ונדרים כדתנן לדורים זיוק לפרישוס. So then there is no question, I mean there is no machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Yudeh. Then it's the ideal thing to make nidorim. This is what Ramban says. When is there a machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Yudeh in respect to Nidrei Hekdesh? But not in respect to Nidrei Zdoki. Why? Because Nidrei Hekdesh, there is no mitzvah. There is no mitzvah to be magdish. There is a halacha of kochim. One can be magdish, but the Torah is not mechayev a Jew to be magdish. The Torah is not mechayev a Jew to be magdish. Masha'in kein tzdoke. So the Torah is mechayev every Jew to give tzdoke. So mimele, there is no isa. So you could say, all right, he can give this tzdoke, but who tells him to make a pledge? Let's say he's mechuyev to give a tenth of his nechosim, he's mechuyev to give a fifth of nechosim. It's not such a double poshut that one can fulfill his chayv by giving a tenth. Even though it's margal bepumedin shemaisa maisa, but according to many rishonim, one is mechuyev, according to the Rambam, one is mechuyev minator to give one fifth of his income, not one tenth. Not one tenth. Anyway, there is a machlek rishonim between Rabbi Yeruchem and the Rambam. So mail, it's true that if he's mechuyev to give one tenth of his income or one fifth of his income, he could do it without making pledges. He has to make a pledge first. He can just take out from his pocket one fifth of his nechosim and give it to Zdoke. But so the Ramban says, since there is a chiyuv to give Zdoke, so mail, there is no iser of making pledges. When is the Torah makpid against making pledges because of the possibility maybe he will not fulfill them, ligabi nidrei hekdesh, because there is no chiyuv to make nidrei hekdesh, except in certain situations, if somebody, let's say, a yildes, a zav, you know, a zove, or if somebody was even an avirish, b'sheigeik, certain avirish b'sheigeik, so is mechuyev. But otherwise, there is no chiyuv to be magdish, there is no chiyuv. So memele, there's a machlekes, Rami and Rabbi Yudeh, whether the proper thing is to make pledges and fulfill them, or the proper thing is not to make pledges. So, Mashiachim by Tzedakah, where there is a chiyuv, so Memele, even though he could fulfill the chiyuv without pledges, but there is no reason. And the contrary is the ideal thing. So he says, Shalom Yosuelo Bikochim is Beach, Shalom Yovili de Takole, Vein Bikobones Serach Ligovea, Tirsiv, Hine Shomea Mizevachtei, Avolit Zdoke, Ule Hafis, Isolanim. On the contrary, it's a great thing to make pledges. It's a mishnah mefareshes novice. Now, but there is a diuk haloshin in the Ramban. The Ramban says, so he doesn't say shall yosroel behegdish. He says shall yosroel bikotchim isbeach. Thus implying that lepedek habayis there is no yisar either. And you'll see in the Gemara Nidorim Daf Yud, they only discuss kachim isbeach. Hillel's there, Hillel never said a real lie, but he took, whenever he decided to bring the korban, he took the kifso to the Azore, and there he was makdish. Only the Gemara mentions that in connection with kachim isbeach, not in connection with kachim lepedek habayis. Why? Because there is a mitzvah, even though there is no chiyuv, but there is a mitzvah to be magdish leberek habayis. Does anyone have a Rambam milchaserach? No? No. Rambam milchaserach. You don't have to go to one. Rambam milchaserach. Does anyone? Erechen. Erechen. Efter nidor, shvuah es nidor. Or maybe I have it here. No, it's like... Yes, I have it. I'm sorry. The Rambam says in Perik Ches Milchaserach Halacha Yudveis Afalpi Shehaekdeishes Uchromim Voeirach Mitzveis Virou Leilodom Lehanik Atzmei Bidvorim Eilu Kidei Loki Yitzrei Viloyie Keili. He shouldn't be stingy. Vikayim Ashetzivu Nevim Kabedes Hashem Lehoincho Afalpi Chayim Im Loihekdish Viloiherich Vloyherich, Vloyhechri Meilom, in Bikachlum, Hariatero Meido, Vomro, Vichiserda Lindel Yevichochit. So the Rambam's Loshin is Afalpi Shahegdeshes, Uchomin Voerech, Mitzvahs, Vihol Lodoman. So there is a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah Chiyubis, but it's a mitzvah Chiyubis, if you are Magdish Lebedek Habayis. So then he says, Vloyhom, Alchidimu, Loyagdish Odom, Vloyachim Komechosim. Even the Berek Habayis, where there is a mitzvah kiyumis, but it's not the proper thing to give away to Berek Habayis everything. V'ohisekein neiver al da'as ha'kosuv, sh'arayei me'al mikol ha'shaloi, v'loi kol ha'shaloi, m'shebi'a ha'chachomim, v'in zu chsidus ha'lashtus, sh'arayei hu mi'abit kol mo'meinei, v'yitztorich libriyis, v'imirach min olof, v'yubaze v'chayetze v'yom lo ha'chomim, chosi tshete v'chlal mival e'ilom, and the Lashon HaRambam is Kolam Fazer Momeni B'Mitzvahis Al Yifazer Yesam Chemesh, implying only a mitzvah, but an aniim, he is mechuyev to give up to a chemesh. That's the Shidas Rambam Pirush HaMishne, the first Mishne in Peyer. But over a chemesh, over and above a chemesh, it's a mitzvah namufra. Now the question is raised against the Rambam, but the Gemara says, I'm a Vazbis, I'll give Vazbis, yes, I'm a Chemish. So I heard from my father. The Rambam gives the Teretz here. He says, El Komam Fazer Momeni B'mitzveis, I'll give Fazer, yes, I'm a Chemish. Only if he spends more than a Chemish on mitzvahs. Let's say he cannot buy an Esrik unless he spends the no Esrik in Amela. And in order to get an Esrik, so he has to spend over a fifth of his income. So then he is a chosi cheite. Masha'in came by giving momin to aniyim. So then, on the contrary, it's a mitzvah mufra. Up to chemesh is mechuyev, and over and above chemesh, this is what the Rambam says in Perush HaMishnah. Anyway, so when the Rambam says leilom liyagdish odom liyachim kol nechosov, by hegdish, But and he says, "Aber bisha gedishes so chomim veirachen nitzlis." You hold the order, Mahani gatz mitvar neilu. So by hekdesh to berika bais, chomim veirachen that's berika bais. So there is a mitzvah kiyumis, even though there is no mitzvah kiyumis. Masheiki kochim is beyach. There is not even a mitzvah kiyumis. There is aloche if somebody is magdishim is beyach. So the hekdesh is chal, but there is no mitzvah. This is the reason as to why the Ramban emphasizes v'li nira shelo yosho elo bikotchi mizbeach shelo yom shelo yom eli detakole v'im bikorboni seich legebeach tichsiv hini shameya mizemachtei. What does it mean? Hini shameya mizemachtei. The real pshat hini shameya mizemachtei. So it's not that listening to the Rebbeinu shel Olam. Listening to the Rebbeinu shel Olam is better than being makriv kavanes. No, under certain circumstances we have to be makriv kavanes. Let's say Korban Pesach, we have to be makriv. I mean, there are all kinds of kavanes that are obligatory. But the pshat in Ishameya that Shmuel said to Shaul, in Ishameya mizevachtei, he said it when Shaul took away, he took away the all the shlal of Amalek. And he confiscated at Ligoveya. And Shaul thought, he thought that he was doing a big mitzvah. So Shmuel Anovi said to Shaul HaMelech, Hini Shameya Mizevachtei. Of course there is a mitzvah in Korbanes. Korbanes is an integral part of the Torah. But what is the purpose of Korbanes? The purpose of Korbanes is that when a Jew purifies his heart, so then he should bring the Korban as he do it. The Gemara says, "Eilo mechaperes al ese, hayes yechedomi. Idelo yosat tshuve zevach rishon teiro." So it's an abomination to bring the korban when he didn't do tshuve. Video osat tshuve. So without korban, it's mechaper. So the Gemara says, "In zvoch in davov, leilom the osat tshuve." So why does he need the eilo? Do it. So in other words, if a person did tshuve for his averes and he purified his heart, so then it's the proper thing to bring an eilo, which will be indicative of the inner korban, of the purification of his heart. But if he doesn't do tshuva, he brings the korban, so it's a table. So this is what Shmuel said. Hini shameya mi zevach teiv. What's the teiv of zevach? In order to confirm the inner korban, the purification of the heart, the tshuva, the teiv of zevach consists in the Shameya. But so Mimele has to be very careful. He shouldn't be so hasty and so quick in making Nidorim of Korbanes. Because there is no mitzvah of being makriv Korbanes per se. Of course there is a mitzvah under certain circumstances. If it goes hand in hand with the proper tshuva, so then there is a mitzvah. So because of that, the Torah is makriv. Masheike ligabi anim, where there is a chiyuv to give zake, or even koshe berikavayis, there is no chiyuv, but there is a mitzvah kiyumis to give zake. So then there is no machlekes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. This is what Ramban says. V'li nira shel yosrael because mizbeach shel yovel l'detakole ve'im bikorbanes seirach likoveya tichsiv ini shameya mizevachtei avol nitzdoke ulhafkis iso l'anim ve'im tzorchleim alikayim mitzves nishboim v'neidrim. And that teretz that the Ramban mentions is mentioned by most Rishonim. But Tesvesh is not like that. Because Tesvesh gives a teretz that Beis Soro there is a special halacha to make pledges. But Tesvesh cannot deny. I mean that Tzedoke is a chiyuv d'raise, and even under circumstances where one is not mechuyev, but it's certainly a great mitzvah, the answer is, teisve shite is. Of course, it's very laudable when a person gives tzedakah l'aniyim, but who tells him that he has to predicate the tzedakah l'aniyim upon pledges? He can just, when somebody asks him to give zdoke, so he can just take out from his pocket and write out a check, and that's all. He doesn't have to make a pledge for it. But the other Rishayim, Rambam, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran, all the Rishayim, they are chilek on this. And they say that inasmuch as there is a mitzvah in giving, okay? So in Mele, there is a mitzvah even in giving, in making pledges. And that's Nidorim's Yom Lukrishus. Now, the question is, what will Teisves do? Teisves says, only by Zohar, you can make a pledge. You can make a pledge. You can make a pledge to give Zohar. But, Shaloi by Zohar not? But, the Mishneh Nova says, Nidorim's Yom Lukrishus. That means it's a laudable thing. Siyog Precious, like all the other Siyogim that the Mishneh Noves enumerate. So we have to say that Teisves will be made that if, let's say, a person is rich and he can give to Tzedakah, let's say, a tenth of his income or a fifth of his income, so since he is Mechuyev to give Tzedakah, so there is no issue of making a pledge. But Teisves only has the kashe from the posik of Vayida Yaakov Neder, Uchsiv Ezeh Shemedarte Shalem, or that, so when did, under what circumstances did Yaakov Avinu make this Neder? So he made that Neder under circumstances of poverty and misery. And at that time when he made the Neder, he was not in a position, because it wasn't, he had no income at that time. At that time he was penniless. But So in other words, at that moment he was not mechuyev to give tzedakah. He was penniless. And Yoino, so he was saved from the Mei Hadogor. So he made an Eder. But Yonah was a poor man at that time. He was not able to give tzedakah. Certainly not mechuyev, he didn't have. But there is a haloche. There is a haloche b'shas tzore, even though, suppose someone is overtaken by tzore, but he's penniless also at the same time. Chas v'sholem, his child is sick, but in addition, he's penniless. So he cannot give, he doesn't have. How can he give? I mean, he's not allowed to steal and give. So, but still, he's mechuyev to make a neder that when he'll be able to give, he'll give. So that's a special halacha. Now, so this is the teretz of Teisves. But Teisves in the kasha asks from Vayida Yaakov Neder. Teisves didn't ask from all the nidorim that are mentioned. All the nidorim that are mentioned by people who are able to give, so there is no kashe. If a person is mechuyev to give, so of course he's allowed to make an eder. He's not mechuyev dafke to take it out from the pocket and give it immediately. He can first make a pledge and then give it, if as long as he's mechuyev to give. That's the pshat in the Mishneh of Nidorim Siyog Precious. But he is from Yaakov Avinu. There he wasn't mechuyev at that time, because he was penniless. And he made that neder al tnai im yi adi shem imodi. B'chol ha-shatitanli. It was conditioned on the tikkun liyani. That part certainly was conditioned. The other things we have to say was not conditioned, chas v'sholem. But b'chol ha-shatitanli was conditioned. Because he couldn't possibly give if there was no titanli. So memeli was not mechuyev. So how was he allowed? I mean, even though that was before Matan Torah, but the answer is, since the obvious were Mikayim the Torah, so that which is not the proper thing after Matan Torah should not have been done by the obvious before Matan Torah. So this, so the Rambam, so Teisves gives the Teretz, Bishas Soroshon. There's a special halacha. Bishas Soroshon. And because of that, I think, I had a discussion yesterday at the meeting of Rabbonim, that every student, not needless to mention, I mean the parents who can give, but even any those students who do not have a salary, everyone is mechuyev to give litzdokeh because of the tzore that overtook the Jewish community in Chicago of the three tragedies that happened that happened last week. This is a tragedy that overtakes Klal Yisrael. I said it yesterday. I mean, the Gemara in Taini says that one time, so wolves devoured two Tineikis in Eretz Yisrael. So the Tanoim or Geza Tainis are Klal Yisrael. Why? Because two Tineikis perished. And when three Tineikis perish in such a in such a terrible and unnatural way, so this is the greatest story. We have to be Geza Tainis. But in addition to Tainis, so first of all, I mean, those who cannot fast, so they should redeem the Tainis with Zloke. But even those who do fast, everyone is mechuyev to give Zloke, because this is an Eish Tzoro. It's an Eish Tzoro for everybody, not only for the parents. For everybody. All right, now, let's see the Rambam Shite about the Indian. Now, the Rambam in Perek Aleph Hilchos Nedarim, Halacha Chavav, that is the Mishnah, the Afyud. Omar Arei Olai Kenidre Rishoyim, Oy Kenidves Ksherim, Sheichaloch, Oy Yimeichaloch, Harei Zoser, Afal Pisholoi Pirish. So in other words, it's the Derech of Rishoyim to make Nedarim. And it's the derech of ksherim to make nidoros. Make nidoros. Omar kenitri ksherim lo nischaya biklum. Shein haksherim neiterim biderech isa vikas. Omar kenitri rishoyim areini vo yono zerei velifono vchayv vinzires. Kenitri rishoyim olai chayv korm. Kenitri rishoyim shaleich on menu chayv shvo. So, this is the Gemara. The Gemara distinguishes between neder and shvo. But whereas some Rishonim assume that there is a distinction between Neder, Hari Olai, and Nidovo, Hari Zu per se, according to the Rambam, so it's not a distinction between Hari Olai and Hari Zu per se. Many times, so the Hari Zu is indicative of a certain state of mind. And Hari Olai is indicative of another state of mind. But it doesn't make it. Essentially, it's not a question of Hari Olai or Hari Zu. The question is, what was the origin of the pledge, of the nether? Let's say, if a person makes a nether, because he happens to be very angry, he makes a nether. He's angry. Oh, so she says, Derech. Omar kenitri ksherim, loy nischaya biklum, sheina ksherim neidrim, biderech isa vikas. In other words, you see, because if it is a neder, is that kind of a pledge that is made, that kind of a hafloy, that is made not with premeditation and with a real decision, but because he happens to be in a certain mood. Certain individuals, they are angry, so they make an edda. I won't eat, I won't do this, I won't do that. He'll take his shvuye because of anger, you know. So that is osa. Is osa. But if a pledge is made, not because he happens to be in an angry mood, or in a good mood, sometimes one will make a pledge Why? Because he enjoyed the steak. Let's say he attended a banquet of a yeshiva and he enjoyed the steak so much, because of that he makes a pledge. That kind of a pledge is an isa. Because it doesn't emanate from a pure heart. He just emanates from a certain mood. So it doesn't make any difference whether it emanates from a mood of anger or from a happy, gratified mood, because he enjoyed the steak at the banquet. Then it's an avera. But if the pledge is made with premeditation and because of a certain feeling of responsibility, then on the contrary, it's the biggest mitzvah, the pledge. This is how the Rambam explains the distinction between neder and nidov. So we say harizu is nidov and ariyawa is neder. Why? Because you see, when a person, many times, there might be exceptions, but many times, if a person, he decides to make a pledge because he's really overwhelmed by a sense of responsibility, he gives a pledge to tzedakah because he's motivated by a sense of responsibility, of obligation towards that cause. So if it is possible for him, if he's motivated, why should he say, Harilai, when will it be collected? In a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years? So then, if it emanates from a sense of responsibility, and if it's possible for him to fulfill it, he'll say Harizu. Why just say Harilai and defer it? And defer the fulfillment of the pledge sometimes later. So that's the reason as to why the Gemara uses the expression Nidove Ligabi Arizu. But essentially, it's not a question of Arielai on Arizu, but whether it emanates from a certain fleeting mood, then it's an Avere. Then it is Kinidre Rishoy. Or it emanates from a sense of responsibility, of obligation. But many times, so if a person decides to make a pledge because he's overwhelmed by sense of obligation and responsibility, and if it's possible for him to fulfill it right now, so he'll say Arizu. But suppose he's overwhelmed by sense of responsibility, but the mamish is not able at this moment to say Arizu, he doesn't have the money now. But he's going to try to expedite that, so as to fulfill the pledge. So then he'll say Arielai. So then the Arielai itself will be in Idom, you see. And if let's say he says Arizu itzdoko because he enjoyed the steak, so then even the Arizu is Nidre Rishoy, is not Nidre's Kshere. This is how the Rambam explained it. Fine. All right. Ano shritosom sheo kokashi. Mashma sheravashi hiksho oisekusho. Vaafal pishi isilyes agimoro. So we can't write because there it says hakel shochti lechatrilo shritosom sheo deevet. Omer ravache breyirove leravashi. So it's not mentioned who is the match, but it's mentioned who is the one who tried to be the mitaret. That's Rav Acha Brei Derove. So he said, "Chol ha'akel chatchilo." So he tried to be mitaret. But who is the match? It's not mentioned. Stam match. Hakel sheich lechatchilo doesn't share the evet. But from this, it's mashma. From the Gemara Nomid Beis, it's mashma that Rav Acha himself was the one who raised the question. Hakel sheichtin lechatchile, u'shritos of shir le'evet. Because Rav Ashi said to Rav Acha Brei Derove, he said, ano shritos of shir ko kasher. In other words, he was the one who has that kasher. Mash Rav Ashi ikshu is a kush. Ve'af al pishi su yis agmore, u'mikan raya she Rav Ashi sidra agmore. Af al dav da baye ve'rove na amose lishnu yach kushe. Because we have so many kintes. Baye, rove, So So that thing will be for Ravashi, for Ravashi. Vehinkin Moharbe Ravashi, Shemo Gambi Meye Mikshukvo. And then Ravashi later also they discuss the same question. So here when Ravashi, when someone asked, Hakol Shochtel Chathil Shlos in Sheol David, so Ravashi reiterated a kashe that was mentioned a generation before. Alright. My remember. So it's a pshites. Of course, it's osea for it to be shared because there is no isel in contaminating chum. So here we have a big chiddush in Jesus. We are for gav the osel likrim tumo lichum shebeartz Yisrael. Even though there is an isel to be given tumo lichum shebeartz Yisrael. Heine davke be peiritz v'shayche bu tumo avol posoloi. So it's only. So in other words, so even according to Tesis, which is a big chiddush, and it doesn't seem that most Rishonim agree with this Tesis, but even according to Tesis, there is no iser of being bitar mechum today, because today we cannot eat bitar anyway. I mean, it's a drought of veil. So mele there is no iser. But bisman abayis, when we had the vapor, and it was possible in Eretz Yisrael, not the Chutz Loretz, so even in Bisman HaBayis, it was impossible to maintain Tahare, because Chutz Loretz itself is Mitame. The Gush is Mitame, the Arver is Mitame. How can we maintain Tahare? But Bisman HaBayis in Eretz Yisrael, so we had in Vapore, so it was possible to maintain Tahare. So it was osea to be mitame chum in Eretz Yisrael only in peiris, only in things that could be truma too. And in truma also there's an isa deraise of being mitame mishmeres trumeisai. So memele bisman abayis it was osa mide rabbonon to be mitame, let's say peiris that could be truma. So even if it's not truma, so it was also the rabbanon to be given to. Mashenkin boso cannot be truma boso. Avo boso loy va filu yoser litamis gufei beichlit meim kildashino viskadishtem viisem deishi azol ivne Yisrael sheyichlu chaleim bitare mikol mokein yochel litameison. So in other words, Tesis says, Tesis is not true. Even if we are going to assume that it's osa to be mitame himself by eating echlin tmeim, because if somebody eats echlin tmeim, so achilas pras, so the aloch is he becomes tome. If one eats an echel rishin or an echel sheni, So he becomes tome. So even if we assume that it's osa to be mitamim gufei beichlin tmeim, but that iser is only shayach if he's toyer. So then we could say it's osa to eat beichlin tmeim and thereby be mitamim himself. Mashein ken if he's tome anyway, be made to mose. Let's say he's a tome mes. Or is it Tomei Tumei Zav, or is it Tomei Tumei Skeri, whatever Tomei, or Tumei Sheret. So it's Tomei anyway, so then there is no Isaiah in eating Echlin Tmei. So that's why the Gemara says, Tomei Bechul Manemem. Now, so he says, Vafilu Yei Osea, Litam Izgufei, Beechlin Tmei, Kidashinom Vixkadishtem Yisem Deishim. So in the Behude, in his Agoyes, he says, Kidashinom Vix, where is that Mokeya? That Viskadishtem Vixem Deishim, Azor Livne Yisroel, Sheyechlu Foleim Bitaro. So he says, Kidashinom Vitone de Venyor, who will be Yalkut Parshik Siso. Now, the Pshat is not in that Tone de Venyor that every Jew is, let's say, Bismana Bais, when it was possible to maintain Taras Gufei, so was Osea to eat Eichmund Mei. The Tonin Vili Yohu deduces it from the posik of his Kaddishtem v'Yisem Deishim. So what does it mean? That means that there is a chiyuv to be posh, to be mikadish atzmecho b'mutaloch. So when is it obligatory? It's obligatory upon a Jew who already has attained zirus and zrizus. I mean, that's the price of a Pinchas b'yoyer. Zirus mevio li dizrizus, zrizus mevio nikius, nikius mevio li deprisius. So the Mesilas Yeshorim explains it. What does nikius mean? Zirus and zrizus embrace the realm of obligations. The obligation, the negative commandments and the positive commandments. Nikius also has reference to the realm of obligations, but the avak of averes. Let's say there is loshen hore and there is avak loshen hore. There is gezel and there is avak gezel. So first the person must make sure that he attains zirus and zrizus. But once he worked on zirus and zrizus, so he can work on the kius. And then once he attained the kius, so nikius mevi'ol the precious. What it means precious? Kadosh atzmecho b'mutaloch. So in other words, if someone is already on a high madrege, so then it's azor l'bnei Yisrael to be mikadosh atzmecho b'mutalei and to abstain from eating chum which will be mitamei. But for the every Jew who has not reached that level, so then it's not obligatory for him to eat chulei mitah. All right. Uvmukdoshim lo yishrei shema yiga bibosl. Avol gav de amrino likamon dimfacheses harei kechayo. Harei kechayo. Chayshinon shema yiga acha pirchus. So the question is, why is it also lechatrile to use a big sakin? And hegdesh and kochim, why? Shemo yiga biboso and he is tomei. So what the boso kochim will be become tomei, but a chai, a bal chai cannot be mikabel tomei. A bal chai cannot, a behemo, as long as it is alive, cannot become tomei. Only after it is dead, fushrite. So then it has a shemeich, so it can mikabel tomei. But as long as it's alive, even after he shecht it, but as long as it's mefacheses, so it's considered kichayu lechol dvareo, so it cannot be mekabel tumei. So mimele, why do we say that lechatchile he's not allowed to use isakim, oruch, and mukdoshim? Why not? Shema yiga biposel. What if he's negiya biposel? It'll still not become tumei, because it's still living. After shchite, the first moment after shchite, the behemi is still mefacheses. Avo gav deamrino mefacheses arei kichayu. The answer is, chayshinu shema yiga acha pirchus. How long does it continue, this pirchus? A minute. And after that, so all life functions in the behemoth will terminate. Then it will have shemeichu. So if it'll touch a minute later the behemoth, so then the boso will become tomei. Iname, dafke li inamode va'aroche have kechayo, avol in tume, kim shesh. And the aloha is mifacheses arei kechayo dvoreo. That's not aloha dafkin behime. It's aloha that is negiye in Odom too. That's the Gemara in Mishor say. Suppose, let's say, Anosi pogromist, let's say, slaughtered a Jew. They cut his money. But he's still mifaches. And he says, Kisvut, you get least. While he's mifaches, after he was slaughtered, by Rotzlein, and he says, "Kis would you get lishti?" So the aloha is that if they can manage to write the get while he's still alive, so and they give it to her, so it's a good get. It's a good get. So it's aloha that mifarches, even though there's a money more cut, is kechayel chadovo by behemen and by odom. So the first lashon in Teisa says that even though the heta shchute took effect, but since he's kechayu lechol dvareo, so mimele, it cannot be mikabel tumei. The second lashon says, Here it has no bearing, the fact that it's Chayla Tvareo. The fact that it's Chayla Tvareo has a bearing Ligabi Pidyon. Has a bearing Ligabi Pidyon, because a corn, a behemoth Mizbeach, that is a Tomim, that has no moon, you cannot debate. You cannot debate. And if you are made near, so who draws it again? You cannot debate. But if a behemoth is, or is, if a moon occurs in a behemoth, so then you can debate. But in order to be able to debate, a behemoth is born. So the behemoth must be capable of Hamode Varoch. It must be capable of being set, you know, praised and being appraised. Masha'inkin, if it's not capable, let's say the behemoth was already nishchat and it's still living, so we say that in Amode Varoche, so we say that if it's mifaheses, so then it's possible, it's still in Bas Amode Varoche. So he can be paid it, but if it's not mifaheses, then it's not in Bas Amode Varoche. So, Mashi. So in other words, as long as the behemoth is mifaheses, so the behemoth is considered to be Bas Amode Varoche. Bas Amode Varoche, because it's living. So it's Bas Amode Varoche. So you can be paid it. Mashi'in kin ligabi kabolas tumeh, there is no, it doesn't make any difference whether the behemoth is chay or not chay. So call it chay, she is chay. But since the heter shchit took effect, so meaning the behemoth has a chalish emel. Until the heter shchit takes effect, it does not have a chalish. But the moment you are sheikh at the behemoth, so meaning it has a shemel. It has a shemel. And if it has a shemeicho, so mimele, it can be mikabutum. So true, as long as it's mifacheses, so it's chayel chol dvareo. All right, so it's a basamo de baroche, you can be paid it, and so on. But, an eichol it is. Why is there an eichol? Because there is already the hetash. But according to the first lotion, as long as it is a chayo, even though the hetash shchita took effect already, he does not have a shemeich. Why not? So, I mean, what does a shemeich have to do with chayo or not chayo? After all, it's an eichel, it's an eichel. The answer is because there is a niser of eichel min abeimo, also eichel min abeimo, kidem shetik zinatcha. It's enough, even though there wasn't the hetash shchita, and there is no iser of eichel min achai, but to eat it, as long as the behemoth is alive, you're not allowed. Shenema l'seichel adam. So the male sins, there is an iser to partake of the behemoth, even after the hetash shchita took effect. But there is an iser, and as long as the behemoth lives, it's an iser to partake of it. So the male is that it's matkia, that it cannot have a chalei shemeich. According to the first lotion. According to the second lotion, since it the heta shchita took effect already, so mainly it has a shemeich. Shema yiga biboso, aval gavdi dam kochi mine machshi. Now in order that an eichel should be mekabel tume, so it must come in contact with one of the seven machshi. And dam kochi is not machshi. So mainly, how can it be mekabel tume? It didn't come in contact with any water or any of the seven machshi. So the answer is Chibas HaKiddush Machsheres. The fact that it's kochi, that in itself is a substitute for Maya. The fact that it's kochi, so it's considered as if it already was moistened by Maya. That's the aloche of Chibas HaKochi Machsheres. Oy, Shevirom No, Vadayim Mashkatipeach Olel. It's possible that the behemoth's kochi was crossed over the river, and became wet, and there is still tefeach latfiach water dripping on the behemoth. So the mele, so at the time when the tummy touches it, there is mash. But I mash it tefeach leo, ki domag fere kamerim so. Vim tena, vam amai li komag li yishrei, mishum dir mo osel li moshe bifni, daf li toya gomo li benzeime,
Now, when is Shech Pochim? It has to be in the Azore. So, but he cannot enter the Azore. Why can't he enter the Azore? Because he's in Tomei. But he holds in Midnai. So he stands in the Arabites, and he stands in a certain place, are allowed to stand in the Arabites. Only a Tomei that is afflicted with the Tumish Yitzel Migufa is not allowed to stay in the Arabites. But other Tomei, not the Tumish Yitzel Migufa, if he's not a Kalkari, not his Zav. So he's allowed to stand in the Arabites. He's a Tomemes or a Tomisheret. So he's allowed to stand in the Arabites. So he stands in the Arabites, and the behemoth is in as the and the behemoth is in the Azore, but he holds a big knife and he pulls the knife as he stands in the Arabites upon the Tzavor Habeimo that is in the Azore. So he says, so the thesis Kashi is, why do we have to resolve? Why does the Mishnah have to resolve to his special Zera? Or Gilmoy Gabi Boso, without the possibility of Gabi Boso, it should be Osa, because he's not allowed to enter Azore, and the Behemoth is in Azore.
So he says, Amai Likoma Lo Yishrei, Mishim Dil Mosal Moshe Bifnim, Dafu Toya Gomo Liben Zeme, Di Oma, Hanichtas Lemigdo Shton Tfile, Vi Osal Yishrei Bisak Narucho, Dil Mosal Lam Shuche, Dil Mosal Lam Shuche, Vi Yishrei Ma, Because since it doesn't involve such a big avere, so mimele, it's only so only midrabbonon ben zeime says that hanichnas lemikdash is stone tefillah. Ben zeime says that midrabbonon anyone even itoy who wants to enter the Mikdash, so first he has to be table himself. That's only Midrabanan. That's a chumre, Midrabanan. So Mele, according to Ben Zeime, the Gemara says in Yume, that the Toya Mamesh, the Toya Gomo, cannot stand in the Harabais, outside of the Azore, and check the Behemoth Kochim in the Azore. Why? Because since, according to Ben Zeime, so a Toya, without making it Tvile, is not allowed to enter the Azore, and he did not make a tvile, so mele, if we allow him to stand in the abayis and to shech the behemoth in the Azore by means of Isaac and Oruch, maybe he'll enter the Azore himself. To make it easier for him to shech like this, it's very difficult. He has to strain himself to shech the behemoth in the Azore while he stands, remains standing in the abayis. So he might be tempted, in order to make it easier for himself, to enter the Azore. And he's not allowed to enter the Azore. Why? Because Midrabonon, without Tfile, you're not, according to Ben Zeime, you're not allowed to enter the Azore. So there's an Issa. So over there we are Geizeya, because this Issa is not an Issa Chomo. So Mimele, he might very easily, in order to make it easier for himself, he might readily go into the Azore. Mashiach can hear when it's a real Tomei, where it involves an Issa Chores to enter the Azore. So we don't have to be chishish that he will enter the Azore. That he will not do because of the Chimer, of the Chimer is. V'yesh lo'ima de bitoyer rikele migzat vei, dil mosu lam shuchay. Aval Tomei miza zoyer, umitka, iname, no katoche shem yiga beboso, mishum diboy lemeima, vim shochad voma bor li shalom negati. So the second question that we see is that in Ochname, you don't even have to resort to the possibility, to the choshe, maybe he'll touch the behime. Without recourse to that possibility, it should be also lechatchile, because it's ligora, tenitoyer, without file, according to Bezeime, he's not allowed to shech misak in arucho, because of the choshe, maybe he'll enter the Azore. So, certainly here, but, so in Ochname, he's not allowed lechatchile to use the sak in arucho for two reasons. First of all, because of the choshe, maybe he'll enter the Azore. And secondly, because of the possibility, maybe he'll come in contact with the behemo. But why does the Gemara mention this choshe and not the other choshe in order to advise us that vim shochad yoma borli shesholoi negati, so it's kosher. Hitcherab nefrei, eich yitochein sheteisakin aruch kol kach merabayis adas Yisrael, the high the high tomim who can be some of happy tomim mess would not be very common to kill him now it's even a tomim mess can be so even a tomim mess even a tomim mess so so the Allah is so he say lechatchila he shouldn't check because of the possibility maybe he'll come in contact but otherwise it would be possible for him to stand in the Harabais and use his Sak Moruch and the behemoth that is Nazore. But how is it possible? Utnam fe kamadi keilu ima achil mikunish marabayis shen tol mezu yichovi nichnasin lishon. Ez osno shen mikodesh es imenu shen tvuyeim nichnes lishon. Shen tvuyeim nichnes lishon. Vafil imam din mukal adminit ma bisharetz val ez osno shen ima rucho kuflame de amo. So in other words, so if he's a tomemes, mit rabbonon is not allowed. He's not allowed him to enter the chil. He got allowed the chil, and the Ezra Snoshim is west of the chil. And then, west of the Ezra Snoshim, is the Azorah, is the Ezra Yisrael. So how is it possible to have such a Sakan Orich longer than 135 amis? In other words, since the Yisra for a Tomemes to enter the Chil or the Ezra Snoshim is only Yisra Rabbanon, mit Reise, so a Tomemes can go as far as the Ezra Yisrael, is not allowed to enter the Azor, the Ezra Yisrael, but the Ezra Snoshim he can enter, so, but only the Chachomim Asadet, that is Yehoshafat, the Gemara says that Yehoshafat HaMelech was the one who enacted this takone that Itomemes is not allowed to enter into the chil. So since it's only an iser, the rabbonon, so mimele the chachomim did not apply this rabbonon to someone who became tomei inside the mikvah. Let's say if someone became tomei Itomemes, let's say outside of the Harabais in Yerushalayim, then he's not allowed to enter the chil. But suppose someone, while he was in the Zasnoshim, he became Tomer Mes. Somebody died in the Zasnoshim, and he became a Tomer Mes. So then, even with Rabbonon, he is not mechuyev to leave the Zasnoshim immediately. The Chachomim did not apply this takone to such a case. So mele, it's possible we had the Tomer Mes. This Mishnah is referenced to the case where someone who became a Tomei Mes in the Ezra Snoshim, and then he had a Sak Maruch, and he wanted to shech the Kodshim by him standing in the Ezra Snoshim and pulling the Sak in over the Tzavo that of the Behemoth that was in the Ezra Yisrael. So it's also to do at Lechatchile because Shema Yiga B'Kodshim. V'chein lipir eshri, lipir eshri yachmiru ala b'ezras noshim, shu mokim p'nise v'yitzie, avu b'shom mikeimes, yochil v'ikoneis, at somuch lemach neshchine mamesh, ose namesh api, avinka mikeimei, v'yeish miforoshin, diroche mayre b'bomi, u'boze yisyashim nam b'somuch. So I mean, this is the Rabbonon of not entering the chil, that the Rabbonon applies only to the Beis Ilomim, to the Bisamigdash in Yerushalayim, Haram Rio, but it doesn't apply to a bomb, because we had a Mikdash, now bomo is a word that can be used in connection with bomo ktano, and it's a word that can be used in connection with bomo gdil. Now bomo ktano, so bomo ktano can mean anything, can be even here in the street, bishas et rabomes, but it's not et rabomes, but Bomagdelo is a real Bisamigdosh. Let's say the Mishkin was a Bomagdelo, and Gilgul was a Bomagdelo, Shilei was a Bomagdelo. So the term Bomagdelo is used in contrast to the Beis Ilomim. So this is the Rabbonon. So here when Teisa says, V'yesh Miforshim Doche Mayra B'Bomo, he means Bomagdelo, not B'Bomagtan. So that is the Rabbonon of Itomemes not entering the Chil, as a Snoshim. That applies only to Beis Ilomim. It doesn't apply to Ibomo. Alright. Shemo Yishuva Gom Vikol Hashinon, the Minkar, Umi Uikel the Sakim Gumaloi Minkar. Ilimacher Shidivikot, Alokoi, פיר שאלו לחוד הכוי, אבל לא פשיט את עלי נעמי כוי, תאי כן עלו לכמה אומן תוני לבוי כמון לשחית, תראה זה כמון דין איש עלי, ויאף אגב, צור, צור די גמור אסס, אלווים שוחתי, צור, ואחי ראי ניסון, צור שחידו סנשיירו, צור די גמור אפלייז את תוי קייס, ויצלס כמון דין איש עלי, So why is it Muta David? Because Achir Reineson. So the Achirim saw, they took notice of the fact that he didn't have contact with the Behemoth. The Tommy did not have contact with the Behemoth. Otherwise, it would be awesome. But the question is, even without Achir Reineson, so we don't know. We can't verify the fact. But it's Isofik. Maybe he didn't touch. It's only a possibility that he touched. So even if he's not around, so there is still a good possibility he didn't touch. So it's a Sofik Tume. And Sofik Tume Peshes Arabi. So the Azore, there are many Jews in the Azore. And as long as the Sofik occurs in a place where you have three individuals, so that's a Sofik Tume Peshes Arabi. So it should be Tome. Even without Achir Reineson, it should be Mutar because of Sofik Tume Peshes Arabi. Sveiki Torah. We have to have the Azore Peshes Arabi. Kidom fer kam ni sofik voyon litaya kam ni sofik hay sofik li dom li shos sofik tuma bishus rabim bishim dreif piyomim lo yochil li zoya miliga lo miliga vi ayre bi bomo os shab vi ayre bi bomo os shab so it does not mean that thesis means a bomo ktano because even if it's a bomo gdelo So, in Beis Elomim, it was impossible that there shouldn't be any Jews. But in the Bomois, even in Bomo Gdelo, it was possible. Right. Now then, Gemara gives an alternative. So he made sure that he chop and that he has no gimmicks. So even though it's made, it's of wood, anything is kosher, as long as it can cut the simonim, and it has no gimmes, so it is kosher lishre. Vim boda komish okay, shokone, vim teime, veich yishre vim komish okone, vo binun keil, kidimuchach viseif ateiva, u viseif dam chatos. Now what does it mean? So teisves assumed in the kashe, that shchite also requires a keil. Now, Tesis did not assume for a moment that Shchita requires a biskibul, a kele of a biskibul. I mean, no sakin has a biskibul. But, you see, a kele means something that is adapted for a certain function. Let's say a sakin. So it doesn't have a biskibul. But a sakin is made in such a way that it's adapted, you know, for cutting. So that's a kele. But the usual, a reed, even if it doesn't have gimes, it's not really adapted and suited for cutting. So maybe it's not a kele. A kele means something that can be used as a tool. So a knife, let's say a metal knife, certainly can be used as a tool for cutting. But a piece of wood, kremishal kone means a reed. So even if it was Vedic and they made sure that there's no gimes, but it still was not shaped and adapted as a tool. So mimele it's not a kele, and shchita requires a kele. So vim tema vechishre before mishal konev abinon kele ki dimucha v'sipatei dov sitam chatos d'dorish mitachzit v'ayikachas amacheles lishchit is made deilo tuna fli v'alfinon pule meilo. So all kobones kochim require a kele. And if, let's say, you use something that happened to cut without gimmes, but it wasn't shaped and sharpened in such a way that it was adapted, you know, for cutting, so then it's not a kele. We also came kele where we adapted it, shaped it, and adapted it as a kele. We are for that the time on kereb the omak perikachol. In a simply shore is a late, who pull the carapies, but a beauty, don't feel like a whole lace, the shore is late. A simply shore is a late, so in other words, so, 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 that just as Kabbalah's dam and Zlika's dam requires klisholes, you have to be mikabel the dam in what kind of kele? The kele that you is hegdish, not a chumnik kele. You have to be mikablet in a kele that is hegdish, that is a klisholes. Not a chumnik kele. So Mimele thesis is you in the kashe that shchitas kochim. Also, that requires kele, so it requires klishois. So you couldn't use a chum dike kele, but it has to be a hegdish dike kele. And a hegdish dike kele, in other words. And so, in order to make it hegdish, to make it a klishois of hegdish, how can you do it to AIDS? An AIDS klishois of AIDS. So, a kli AIDS, you couldn't convert into hegdish. So, and this is assuming the kashe, the shchite, Shchitas Kochim required not just Kele, but it requires Klishores. So you have to be Magdish. How can you be Magdish? A Kliates is a Klishores. If there is a Loche of an Isik Klishores Aleites. Vafu Kavkan Mikere Vidom Mifir Kachol Eins Klishores Aleites. Upol Kavis Vidom Mifir Kachol Eins Klishores Aleites. So we pass Kneel Is Klishores Aleites. So how could the Kremishol Kone? How could the Kremishol Kone, according to Rebbe, the way we pass Kneel be a klishoris. So he says, Loibinum klishoris, Lishchitas Kochim, Loibinum klishoris. We need klishoris, Ligabi Kabole, Zdav, Ligabi Zrika Zdav, but Ligabi Shchitas Kochim, we need Kele, but it doesn't have to be a klishoris. You don't have to be Magdish. Even if the Kele remains a Kele Shel Chum, so the Shchitas Kochim is still effective. Shkosh Loibinum Kele. Why? Because the sakin itself is mikadesh as if it had been a klishoris. But it doesn't have to be klishoris. V'chei mashma b'tisefet. Diktone, chei na b'kmitzen b'shchite sh'akmitzen tunakli v'ashchite n'tunakli. Elaf, v'ashchite n'tunakli. Elaf filu kri misholtonu. It has to be adapted as an instrument of cutting. Otherwise, it's not kosher. So the alfino meila, the tunakli, ela de netunakli shores, you don't have to be magdish. Comma, miu yeshli tchitz. So there is no raya from the tisefte. That he doesn't require klishoris, because mi yishlitas lebinon kliyofe koma veloy paslino kremi shokone mishmakriveyon alu farasecho kipol gemore b'seite kabi kifa mitzris dosen duru derech lo mibichlinoi avu bishchito lichashino in ame kifa mitzris mechoyeres yeisya mikremi shokone v'rab nafrayim o yomei v'raye miditnam b'ferik izeo mikeimo shchitosom betzofon kibudom b'chshoris batzofon. So from the Mishnah is only came when we say it every day. So we say Shritosom Bitzofein, Vikibu Domon Bichlishor is Bitzofein. Why doesn't the Mishnah say Shritosom Bichlishor is Bitzofein? It just says Kibu Domon Bichlishor is Bitzofein. But Shritosom it just says Bitzofein, not Shritosom Bichlishor is Bitzofein. So that implies that Shrita doesn't require Bichlishor. It doesn't require klishoris. Klom b'chshav b'tzof. V'yu shtos b'chshoris l'kitone, kitone kabi kabole. V'in ze raye, di kabi kabole, namo l'iskir la shminon, di boye shika ma'akli b'tzofin, la fukei ma'akli b'dorin, v'abeim b'tzofin, v'adom b'kaloya b'seich. Teida di b'kotshim kalim, li boye tzofin, l'chosh l'haskir kabole b'chlishoris. Maybe it requires klishoris. So it's no raye, but even though there is no raye from the Mishnah that we came on, but Teisves says it anyway. Ufirik was wochim shikibu domo ditna ditanye koshim kalush tosim bifnim kul domo shol shori bifnim hosu namo osu lashmino vitzor she akli bifnim lafuki im riva akli bichutzi muti bifnim kabla adam bimiyu she bifnim afu gav she mishlo bieti. So Teisa says there are no rayas, but even though there are no rayas, Teisa says it anyway that shchita skotchim requires just the kele, but it doesn't require klishoris. So Mimele sins, it doesn't require klishoris, you don't have to be magdish yet. So you could use a kremi shel kone too. If it had required klishoris, and we pass like Rebbe, that eitzim is not mazik lishores. So then you couldn't use a sakin shalitz. You couldn't use a sakin shalitz. All right.
Paritesis haminiach koton eliev. Now, the Gimel Medal. Abaye said, "Hogeton hakol shochtim afilu kusi." I'm not doing a moment to Israel in the Dalgab. Aber jetzt wie nicht nas lo. Lo ish. Aber jetzt wie nicht lo ish. Im Schochat, chita kaza is posa bin eisi. Och lo mitlach mit posa. Lo yoch lo yos lach mit posa. Chum tuchar shu yukotin lach, lo devit nam lo. Shem ish shem ido shem yach liu. Bichum shi shach ba hei, ilan mechar shu yukotin alo koye. Im Schochtim goyle. Ela akusi. Lo am ge Israel in Dalgabo. Shochi dafu chile. So, kashi. Now, so Omarope, so according to Abaye, so it's only muter if it's muter for a kusi tisheach if a Yisroel is imid al gab. But if a Yisroel is not imid al gab, even though it's a yitziv nichnas, it's also for a kusi tisheach. Omarope, yitziv nichnas hatchil aloi, vatnan aminiach im kichobim b'chamusei. וישראל יצא ונכנס מותר סויסיקה ביין נסך so you rely on the supervision of יצא ונכנס also not דווקא the supervision of an אימד על קבו הוסו מי קוטוני מניח המניח קוטוני דיר so it's no ראי so it's no ראי from the mission in Abelizor or המניח קוטוני דיר so it appears that the Gemara is answering the Kashi against Abai. Rover is the Kashi against Abai. How can Abai say that Yitzim Nichnas is not enough? We require in Dalgabov, but we can be in Esayach, Yitzim Nichnas is enough. So the Gemara is saying, that's a possible pshat. The Gemara is saying, no, there is no Kashi from the Mishneh in Avrizore in connection with Yain Esayach. Because all that the Mishnah says there is that the Eved Yitzv Nichnas is Muter. But in Chnam Lechad Chile Yitzv Nichnas is not sufficient even Gabi Yain Ezech Yitzv Nichnas Lechad Chile is not sufficient. This is what the Gemara is saying to explain Abaye. But then the question arises, how does that explain Abaye? So then Abaye is saying that only Lechad Chile Yitzv Nichnas is not enough. But the Eved, Yitzv Nichnas is enough. But Yitzv Nichnas is not enough, even the Eved. Because even the Eved, Abaye requires that we should give a portion of the meat to the Kusi to taste. But without this test of giving a portion of the meat to the Kusi to taste, then it's awesome. So Abaye is still not explained. So the Teisa says, Elochanan. The Gemara is not trying to explain Abaye. Lovely shnei with Abaye kose. The Abaye namely shom in heaven luchat hakazai is boso. So even if we say that Aminiach means the Eved, it's still koshe against Abaye. Because here, the Mishnah says in Avrizore that in connection with Yain Eseach, so Yitzv Nichnas is sufficient there. And Abaye says that even the Eved Yitzv Nichnas is also. Only if we make this test of giving him a sample of the meat to eat and eat. Lav Shnei Abaye Kose. The Abaye Nam Lishov Nevel Lechit Kazai is Boso. Elo Bolahak Shizal Dive Robe. Shedag Vik Mikan Dishor Av Lechat Chile. So the Gemara is just refuting the Raya of that Robe mentioned from the Mishnah. So from the beginning there's no right, but in the Chaname, the Gemara is not saying that Abaye is not difficult. Iname, Koldzman, so that's the first question. So according to the first question, the Gemara is not trying to explain Abaye. Abaye remains difficult for me. But the according to this second question, the Gemara is explaining Abaye. Iname, Koldzman, Shiyoch, Lissak, Inalpe. Al yedeh itakazai isposo, yesh lo isake, avol yilas likusi kamon shore. So he says, that in Ochaname, according to Abaye, so the Eved Yetziv in Yechnas is sufficient. But why does Abaye, in his explanation of the Mishnah, require Chita Kazayis Boso? That's only if it's possible to have a more conclusive proof. So we should have this conclusive proof, because after all, if it's possible to have another proof, so then it's not the Eved. It's still the Chathile. Chathile means nothing can be done, but something can be done. But in Echaname, suppose that Kusi disappeared, is not available, then Abaye is made it, that the Eved will rely on Yechayetzi. המניח אותו לדבד ליפו ילמים ולמש בדבד לא יחד תחילה דום מוסי לישור לחד תחילה אלו כאומר דאב דבד משמע. Now, you see here there is a difference between Rashi's Pshat and Tesis Pshat. Now, Abaye explained the Mishnah on the basis of Emid Adam, but Yeitzi ונכנס לדינו. So Rabbi mentioned the raya from the Mishnah as the Zore that Yetziv Nichnas is enough. So at first he wanted to mention a raya from the Mishnah of the Zore that even Chatchila Yetziv Nichnas is enough. So then the Gemara said, no, there is no raya from that Mishnah. There it might mean there. So then Rabbi said, no, there is another raya from another Mishnah. Elomor, in Hashem, your tzorach li is Yetziv Mishami. And there, it's implicit that even Chatchila is sufficient. Even Chatchila is sufficient. So then the question arises, so Monefshach, the Gemara is conceding that as far as the Mishnah of HaMeniach, HaMeniach has the connotation of the heaven. But the Gemara is saying there is a better raya. There is a raya from another Mishnah. In Hashem Yatzorach Li is Yeshiv Misham. And there it implies that even Chatchila is sufficient. So then there is a stira between the two Mishnahs, between the Mishnah Rishaino, which implies only the Emet, Yetziv Nichnas is sufficient. But Chatchila not, and the Mishnah Shniya, of in Hashem Yatzorach Li is Yeshiv Misham, that even Chatchila Yetziv Nichnas is sufficient. So Rashi himself was bothered by that cash. Rashi was said, Tzor she Yeshiv Misham, Rei she Asif Eloi Tikshe, Diloi Zu Abzu Kotone, Kelim Aloi Bidei Vedavke, El Avil Nechatchila. So Rashi explains this apparent inconsistency between the first Mishnah, the Reishe, and the second Mishnah, the Seife. The Reishe of the Mishnah that says HaMiniach implies only the Eved, it's okay. But Lechatchila not, because HaMiniach has the connotation of the Eved. And the second Mishnah, the Seife, says in Hashim HaTzorach Li is Yeshiv, so implies that it's okay even Lechatchila, so there's a stira. So Rashi says, no, there is no stira between the Reishe and the Seife, because this Mishnah comes immediately after the previous Mishnah of HaMiniach. Even Chovim, so one is called Reishe and one is called Seife. So the Mishnah tells us in the Reishe that the Eved is good. Then the Seife it says, Lo Yizu, that the Eved Yetziv Nichnas is sufficient. Elaf Lechatchila, it is also sufficient. This is how Rashi explains it. But Teisves doesn't explain it that way. Because you'll see in the next Teisves, Elom Hoche Goras, we Goras Meseife. The Hacha Miniyah B'Fri Beizu Sech Lavizore Vahid in Hashem Erhi B'Fri Eta Mishmoel. So it's already in different places. It's not even the same Perek. So Memele, so then Teitzvah, so then there is a stira. So Teitzvah doesn't explain it on the basis of Luizu Abzu Kotoni. So then there is a stira between the Reish and the Seife. The answer is, Teitzvah says, when the Gemara says HaMiniach Kotoni De'eved, so Rashi assumed HaMiniach Kotoni De'eved means that HaMiniach has the connotation Dafke Lechatchila, Dafke De'eved, I'm sorry. So Rashi explained that HaMiniach Kotoni De'eved, that HaMiniach has the connotation Dafke De'eved. Teisa says no. When the Gemara says HaMiniach Kotoni De'eved, the Gemara doesn't mean that it has the connotation of Dafke the Eved. But it means, it might mean the Eved too. There is no Hechech that Aminiach has the connotation of the Chatzchile. It might mean the Eved too, but it might mean the Chatzchile too. So Memele, when the Gemara then asks, when the Gemara says, Elomi Hoche, so the Gemara is saying that from another Mishnah, it's a raya that Yetzir Nichnas is sufficient even lechatchile. So Memele, the pshat in Hamiliach is lechatchile nadir. Hamiliach the Eved. Liboy lemeimah di mashma di Eved lo lechatchile. Do amosik visho lechatchile. Elo koma daf David mashma. So that's the... What is that?
What does that mean? The afti Eved mashma.
Nah, the afti Eved that it can have the connotation of the Eved too. In other words, there is no hechach. In other words, the expression Hamiliach is an ambiguous term. Hamiliach can have the meaning the Eved and can have the meaning lechatchile. So when Rove tried to deduce from the Mishnah of Hamiliach that Yetzir Nichnas is sufficient even lechatchile, so the Gemara says to Rove, you have no raya that Yetzir Nichnas is sufficient even lechatchile, because Hamiliach has the meaning of the Eved too. So maybe the Mishnah is also only saying that it's sufficient the Eved, but lechatchile not. So then Rabbi says no. But we see from another Mishnah, in Hashem HaTzorach Lies Yeshiv Mishamir, that even lechatchile Yetzir Nichnas is sufficient. So since it's mashma from the other Mishnah, that even lechatchile Yetzir Nichnas is sufficient, so Memele, we are forced to say that the term Hamiliach in this Mishnah, daf, samachdes, also has the connotation of lechatchile. And the Gemara didn't say before that Hamiliach has the connotation of only David. The Gemara only said, you cannot mention any raya from the Mishnah of Hamiliach, because Hamiliach could just as well have the connotation of David, but it could just as well have the connotation of lechatchile. So at first the Gemara refuted Rove's raya, because maybe Hamiliach in that Mishnah of Samachtes has the connotation of the Eved. But then Rove mentioned the raya from another memory in Hashem Yitzorach Lies Yeshev. There it definitely says that even lechatchile it's all right, Yetzir Nichnas is sufficient. So since we have a raya from in Hashem that even lechatchile Yetzir Nichnas is sufficient, so it is reasonable to assume that when the Mishnah says Hamiliach, it also means lechatchile, not there. Hamiliach not David, we boil him mash David lechatchile. That must be mishor lechatchile. Elo kom ad av David mash. Vim tema. The likam gav hashichet magliad gav hashichet. Echol beiv. Die kashichet David ein. Ad David ein. So we see that Gemara is assuming that ha sheichet has the connotation davke David, and here Tesis is saying, not like Rashi, Tesis is saying that Hamiliach has the connotation of David and lechatchile. Over there, the Gemara appears to be saying that it has the connotation of only David. So there, the Gemara isn't midayik from the term sheichet that is David. But Hashem Tosom Cheres Som Echosom, the Mashke David. But Hashechet by itself can have the meaning of Lechatchil as well. Avo Koshi, Mas Nisnam Kanli Ishtei, Perik Chobies, Am Kanli Ishtei, Perik Chobies, Gabe Arei Chiz Vimei Mioro, Taig Moro, Di Eved Ein Lechatchil Elohi. Lechatchil Elohi. And here the Gemara is only saying that Hamiliach has both. Over there, the Gemara is assuming that it has the meaning exclusively of the Eved only. Right. Ein Hashem Yotzor, Elom Hoche Goras. Vili Goras Miseife, Da'ad Amini, Abzor, 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 Ha'id Ein Hashem Yari, Bifir Ekab Yishmoel. So in other words, so Tesis doesn't explain the Gemara on the basis of Lizu Abzu Katane. Rashi explains it on the basis of Lizu Abzu, because Rashi Lishitose, that when the Gemara says Hamiliach Katone De'Eved, it means exclusively De'Eved. It doesn't have any other connotation. So Bemele is forced to explain it on the basis of Loizu Abzu. But Teisves holds that Hameniach Kotoni Deved doesn't mean exclusively Deved. That Hameniach can have the meaning of Deved as well. So Bemele, Teisves doesn't have to explain it on the basis of Loizu Abzu. Ein Hashem Otzor. Liyis Yeshiva Mishamir, Lafo Pishiyitzi, Viniach Nasmuta. Mashmo Ochad Ein Tzorich, Mashmo Lechatchile. Because the British Gitten Tabi Odom Arabe, Livishetkin Lishmo Porechalo, Mihod Itnan, Hamei Viget Mindil and Dinim Nesayam, so she aim at for an echt to for an echtam. So the Mishnah implies only Mindil and Dinim Nesayam. So, but in the same Dine, from one city in the other, where there is no problem of any Mitzuin Likamei, so then he doesn't have the same von Nechtav. So we see that the time of von Nechtav is because of the name Tzili Kaimei, not because of Pekin Lishmo. Ho beis midin litzorich. Mishane, don't be midayik. Ho beis midin litzorich, but the diuk is something else. Ho beis midin, elo loy teimo beis midin litzorich, elo midin midin be'at Yisroel, even though it's different midines, loy tzorich. Why? Because now it's Yisroel, everyone is a bo. Uporich, Hobeheg Ekotonolo, Hamei Viget Be'al Tisroel, Ein Tzorich. Ein Tzorich. So why do we have to resort to a diuk from the Reishe? I mean, it's explicitly mentioned in the Sefer. The Hamei Viget Be'al Tisroel, Ein Tzorich. Mishane, Ima, Yihava, Amine, Hanem Ledevet. Ve'icha, Hava, Hanem Ledevet. So, Komashmolon, that even lechatchile. So if he just said hamei v'get, I would say only the eved. Ve'ich ha'ava mina the eved ho'in tzorich mashu lechatchile. So there it says in tzorich, and still I could have a salgadaitoch to say that it implies the eved avke. But here we see that the expression in tzorich has the connotation of lechatchile. Mashu lechatchile. To be kundras pireshom, the orche porich. Ho'behed yekotorlo. So not that the pshat is sins, we are already advising the Seife, so why resort to the Reish? But just the other way, Rash explains. So there is a diuk of the same din from the Reish. Why does the Mishnah have to tell us, spell it out in the Seife? Seif l'mayitzrechlo, u'mishaneh di mireish, hava amine dat kedeve, loch yitzre Seife, lashminon, So Mele, according to that Pshat and Rashi, there is no Kashi. But Jesus says no. But the Pshat, or Avaloshin Imahil Mishmish Mashmoch. So when the Gemara, the Pashas Alosh of Miai Ahi Hanem Mila Deve, is not Mashma like Rashi. So I would say Hanem Mila Deve from the Duke of the Reish. No, but Pashas Aloshin is it means from the Seife it's Mashma on the Eved. So why? Because the Seife uses Aloshin in Tzorich, but from this Gemara we see that in Tzorich has this the connotation of the Chatfila. Vishlema, Yehosom, Kim Shiochli Sake. In Tzorich has the connotation of lechatchile, but there are all kinds of lechatchile. So over there, a lechatchile expression could be used, not in the sense that you don't have to say anything, but in the sense that he doesn't have to repeat the act again. So it's also in the Chatchile signification. Iname hosom avaminahan miladeved b'lechatchile tzorich sheyirekziv saket uchsimo v'im lo yiro avamine in tzorich l'arzav u'yichtim elu yitim lo afal pishal lo yiro. So it's again it has a signification of Chatchile. Kol mashmo b'lechatchile name in tzorich l'yireis. In other words, even the very original Chatchile. So it's okay. V'id yesh leima, yiho chedai kush likoy ha-reish, yiktonu teka bishmoyo, yishikul ha-mikhovim, osar ha-chi-hei, ha-chi-hei bishenya. Olatone, nashim ha-tzorech, mashma, yiko ha-lifore, yizmi nirvas chosh v'shim ha-gomo, eine die Schema der Reish. Alright. So Rabbi is chilek rabbi. According to Rabbi, in order shkita skusi should be muta to let a shkiti a kusi sheach, then it must be. Then it must be emi lo kabo. Yisrael must be emi lo kabo. But according to Rabbi, even Yisrael needs to nichnas in. Aber wo Motze ist, ich hatte gesagt, es ist Bons und Nesel. Wie im Thema, gib die Robbe mit der Nischung der Jain Esser. Wo Motze ist, ich hatte gesagt, es ist Bons. Wie Nesel, ich war ja in Esser, ich habe es nicht so, 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 he disappeared. So then, in Ochaname, so we don't even have to resort to but kazayin is the test of chitrin kazayin is bosor is enough. So that's a lie. With taste for a second teret, in taste is liver amascho hamniach kotan ederet. So what is taste for shite in the second lotion over there and the other tastes, and here that. According to Rove, so Rove equates Shchite with Yai Nesach. So Mele, even without the Yitzel Nichnas, by being Chitach Kazayis, so he says, even without Chitach Kazayis Bosom, sorry, even without Chitach Kazayis Bosom in Israel. So, and if it's impossible to be Mivarer of the Chitach Kazayis Bosom in Israel, so he can rely on Yitzel Nichnas. That's the issue. Now, I just want to go over a piece of Gemara before we go to the other tasters. So I want to go over a piece of Gemara from Tomer Rabbanon up to Gufe Omar Rabbi Yisrael Mubarich on Vincent Tom, because it has to do with that Gemara. All right, now, Tomer Rabbanon, now the Gemara. Tomer Rabbanon. Rav Gimel Omer Beis, the third line from the end of the Gemara. Tomer Rabbanon. Shchita skuti muteres, ba medvor mamurim,